Welcome to the Die As Cast podcast.
It's go time, baby. Kevin, hit us with your written recap, brother.
It's go time.
Hit us with your prepared recap, my friend.
Handcrafted.
Fucking guy. Don't fuck with me, man.
There was a tree, and you were fighting the tree, and it was a mean tree, and you won.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never in my life.
That was
my father
AI.
Say, fuck you guys. Don't fuck with me, man.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys.
I'm not fucking around.
Pre-written.
Look, I'll give you points. It was super concise.
It was. That was the most concise I think it's ever been.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now we can get on with the game. Let's go.
Let's play the game.
What are the real things we found out? We found out that John Swallow put a piece of metal in the tree to keep the tree here because normally the tree wouldn't be here.
The tree is from the shadow realm. That bitch is from the shadow realm.
And he's not a hangman's tree.
Oh, true, true.
Yes. His name is Bahamahos.
Bahamut.
It was Bahamut.
Bahamas?
Oh. I got... I thought you were going to break into...
I got a feeling.
His name is Vamanos.
Vamajos.
Got it.
Vamajos.
And then we determined that... Oh, my God.
The shard is a piece of a gate from the Shadow Realm.
It's a crystal. Right,
Ophelia. I was going to say Frida.
We had a funeral for Ophelia.
And Chisk was going to...
Ophelia, we determined that she wasn't killed, probably wasn't killed with intent and just killed by this malicious kind
just
of altar.
Just by happenstance.
Yes.
John Swallow ripped up a hole in the Shadow Road and dragged the tree in along a very well-trodden path like a trap.
I love that Kevin isn't saying anything.
Well, Kevin's writing down... Kevin's trying to remember.
He's panicking. You can see sweat on his brow. Listeners, there's sweat on his brow.
Yeah, he just said, don't fuck with me, so I'm not going to make any jokes about Kevin right now. he's obviously on the fucking edge. So
also, you guys are forgetting the most important part of the episode, which was we met Erica the Gargoyle.
I thought you were going to say that I have expertise on religion.
Yeah, also
that is
true.
Those are both true, real facts.
I was wondering why we didn't name Chisk's Guardian of Faith. Like, Erica got a lot of airtime, and the Guardian of Faith was just Kiss.
Because he's Kiss. He's very nonchalant.
He was a stoic gentleman.
Yeah, he's a stoic dude.
It's crazy.
Who kissed it?
No name.
Did somebody kiss him? I can't remember.
Somebody definitely kissed him.
Yeah. Probably Erica, that messy
Erica. I don't think
yeah,
Erica.
Yeah, you know how she is. Four-armed
gargoyle.
Yeah.
More arms to love.
But I feel like maybe it was a little more of like a shorter person. I could be like thinking of something wrong.
There's no way to know because we don't have the recap, so we're not actually sure what happened. And then the next thing
is that I said I was a whore for luck points.
Which is just true.
It's
very important.
In my real life.
It's good that you've come to that realization.
Okay, I think that covered
recap.
It, Kev. So here we go. Just put it into
So
your
go ahead, Kevin. Let's throw to Kevin for an introduction. So let's meet our DM.
All right. But also, Kevin, you have to wrap. Also, you have
Kevin,
to
wrap. Starting with Kevin Cork.
Welcome, everybody, to the Die As Cast podcast.
We are here live.
We're going to leave all of that in so we don't need a recap because the players have obviously paid very close attention and know exactly what's going to happen next.
Well, we all have, I would assume, right? Players and DM, we were all on the same page.
Yeah, all five of us.
Yep.
And we were all here on time.
So you are heading into, I don't even know what you mean. Let's head deeper into the forest following the trail of John Swallow.
Great.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're
not telling Philia's husband or anything. We're just going to let that.
We did say we would reach out to Rend to ask him if he would come and check on the body.
But I can send him a message. I don't have it prepared, but next time we go to sleep, which will be very, very soon.
Probably.
That sounded ominous. I'm not implying that we're all going to die.
It will be very soon.
The next time we go to sleep, which will be soon and it will be forever.
Yes. Also, we haven't introduced ourselves. By the way, guys, here, I don't know if I've ever said to you, I'm Chisk. You know, I'm a piney cleric. Did you know that?
I don't think you've ever said these words to me.
What's your expertise? We know it's not in kissing.
A couple of things.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at a few things. Yeah.
What's this about? Excellent. Why are we doing this?
Who else is here? I think we should all take a moment and introduce ourselves.
That's a good idea, Kev.
Yeah, what are your names again?
You know what, Chisk, in the spirit of introductions, I am Maeve. Hello.
We knew that.
We did know this. I have been
Maeve Annalisa Maldarava.
Did you just full name me?
Yeah.
I'm Gideon. Sweet. Who are you?
Who are you pointing to?
Me. Is that Finley?
Play
me?
The game. Play the game, Ilex.
I'm sorry. I'm so confused. Hello, my name is Ilex. Are we doing, like an intervention?
Yeah, I think we're introducing ourselves to the guardian here, whose name is Eric.
Oh.
The guardian's still around? Oh, the guardian's still around? It's so awkward.
Yeah, he's here for eight hours. I said that.
8 hours. I compose myself. I bow deeply to the guardian. Hello, my name is Ilexaldine. So wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much for chopping the heads off of all those damn whites.
Does the guardian have a voice? Does the guardian speak?
He could if you wanted him to.
Talk about how much he hates the whites, Deegs.
Oh, I didn't even hear what I said.
Why me? Why does it have to be me? Whites.
Well, it's your guardian of fate. That's all. It's just, that's your guardian.
Oh,
I
just noticed.
Let's keep going down the road and finding Mr. Swallow, which is an awesome name. And not weird.
It's not an awesome name. He's an asshole.
He's a dick.
Are we getting close? Do we have any sense that we're getting close, Kev? We've been on this path for a done darn while.
We have been walking for fucking ever, dude.
It's been a week and a half since Mavros.
It's just felt forever. You guys, I'm afraid, are nowhere close to catching up to John Swallow.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
What are we going to do?
Before we leave the hangman's tree where it was, what is this place where it was set? Like, why here on the pathway? Because this was an important road. Philia took it on purpose. So why this place? Can I take a look around and sort of get a sense of this crossroads or anything like that?
Certainly. You can roll for me an arcana check.
Arcana? Oh, not bad. 18.
You sense there is a liquid sense of disturbance happening just below your feet.
Liquid?
A liquid sense of disturbance.
Like the groundwater's no good?
Can you all feel that? Do you feel that? It's weird here.
It feels like, you know, on golf courses where the water kind of bubbles underneath the turf, and you can bounce on it. It feels like that.
Maeve, do you play golf?
I have played golf once or twice. My family is quite wealthy.
What's golf
Checks
like
out. Yeah.
with Checks your out. Family?
Yes, exactly.
A very it was, scary
It was
wow.
tennis lessons, polo, and golf.
Yeah.
And gymnastics. What do you think this is? Pay attention.
Glow in the dark golf.
monster
We actually
mini
had
golf.
A putt-putt course, which was very
Ooh.
Fun.
All glow-in-the-dark balls and
a windmill actual... made of skeleton bones. Listen, what's happening with the ground?
So you feel that, right? It's
the
weird.
Hazards were actual hazards.
No, we moved past it.
No more putt-putt, please.
Maeve, you actually, with your connection to the Shadow Realm and your innately magical nature, you also sense a strengthening connection to Ash Aragora.
Oh, shit.
Maeve, are you all right?
Something feels weird. I think
You've got
we are
goosebumps.
Close. Yeah, feel my arm.
Oh.
I put a blanket around your shoulders.
Can I sense like any sort of direction? Is it like straight down that this energy is coming from?
You could roll me either an investigation or a more generalized perception.
Can I assist her with this because I have an idea?
I don't think it would be anywhere near your areas of experience.
Well, honestly. But here's, let me pitch it. Because we know how the Veil of Portals works, and we had the portal roses. Now we have this piece of a gate, so I want to take the piece of the gate and, like, spin it on the ground and see if it points towards something.
Mm. I think spinning the piece of the gate on the ground.
That's what I just want to do that for an assist. That's all.
Right.
It's an alley-oop.
What you would notice, Gideon, is that the piece of the gate will not sit flat on the ground. It balances on its edge.
Boom.
Like a top.
It will not sit flat on the ground? Like it? You can't make it?
Right. So you could lay it down and then it sort of pops back up.
Okay. I would like to make my check. I want to see if I can sense where the energy... I want to see if it's coming from below us, like right below us. Okay. I'm going to
Give you guidance.
Investigation.
You get guidance.
Thank you. I need it. Kaha! 15.
You can't get a clear picture of what's going on, but it feels almost like John Swallow is trying to create a brand new ley line along this path.
So it's not necessarily a, like, a gateway or a portal underneath us, but it is like a...
The ley lines, you would know, are traveling through the Shadow Realm. So it's where the two worlds merge, and the ley lines are not only sources of power, but they are also effectively gates. And I will remind you that Potemkina took that as her specialty. As a wizard.
Didn't she take geomancy?
She did.
She did take geomancy.
Right.
So he's making Potemkina cast spells to open a door?
Is that what it means when Chisk saw her sort of vibrating or trapped? Like, is it...
She's creating that connection.
Or helping him, forced to help him?
Yeah, you're not sure how Potemkina can particularly help. It's just connected.
And he has the power of the portals. That's the whole thing. So he killed Ophion to use that power, because the Veil of Portals seems to be similar, right? It can create connections out of nothing.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to give at least the Shadow Realm access to this world in this place.
But there already is access between the two places. That's what happens in the forests all the time, is these sort of shadowy places lead between the realms. They get sort of soft. We had envoys from the Winter Court in the Margrave all the time, so it's not impossible.
Alex, what you would know about that aspect is that most of the Shadow Roads are tightly controlled by the various courts. In fact, one of the reasons you guys would even hang out with the invite ambassadors of the Shadow Realms was to get access or to maintain access to the ley lines.
A trade between the two kingdoms. They have an excellent wine. If you've never had the wine of the Winter Court, it is choice. But I suppose maybe he's trying to circumnavigate. Maeve, what does it mean to you? Why do you have that wide-eyed, glassy look in your eyes?
I don't know what this means. I am so unfamiliar with all of this. It just feels very close to me. And I can't really describe it to you. It feels powerful.
I mean, we don't really have anything left to do but just keep going. We've already figured out that the way to, like, road the road guard and these two families is kind of out of the way. So we just got to keep going, I think. Unless
should
anyone has the other...
This?
I yeah. feel like we should.
Do you think we can break through here? I wonder if we can get through into the Shadow Realm.
I was thinking maybe we fucking dig.
I see.
I mean...
I don't know. Maybe yeah. I don't know how any of this works.
I mean,
works.
It is your specialty, removing Earth.
I have been known to remove Earth once or twice.
You could be right.
I'd say it might be your expertise.
Can I look at that shard? Is it behaving like a compass? Like, is it pointing north or down the line?
Or perhaps a Ouija planchette?
Is it a planchette?
Ooh, a planchette. While you guys are talking away, a large, very heavy goose.
Excuse me?
Walks by you.
I ignore it. A fucking cobra chicken?
Who cares?
I ignore it.
Fuck you, goose. A very heavy goose.
I do not ignore
goose.
It.
No. Yes. Hello.
It's a very heavy goose.
We got to stop and talking to interesting looking forest creatures.
No, we don't.
We know what happened with the last one.
No, yeah, you touched it.
That is not what? True at all.
No, sorry. I was thinking of the jellyfish.
What
not
was that?
Philia, not Philia.
This one has golden feathers, this goose.
Shit, golden goose.
Hello there.
Shit. Son of a bitch. We gotta get
traveler.
And for this episode, the role of the golden goose will be played by Madeline Hunter Smith.
Thank you.
Yes. Expanding on her repertoire.
My repertoire of
from
Erica
characters. Anyway, it sort of pokes at your leg, Gideon, to get by.
Ow.
As it's walking down the path.
Fucking goose.
Traveler, be careful. There's been hazards on this road. In fact, there was quite a dangerous tree here just the other day, just this morning.
Just now.
Just right, yeah.
Just seconds ago.
Yeah.
So please be careful. Somebody's been disturbing the roads. Have you noticed anything?
The goose is just walking.
What the goose
you
is
mean?
A goose.
The goose is nonchalant. He How is without is, chalant.
Just like Eric. Do is they it, bond?
Yeah, did Eric swipe at it?
Does Eric the which one's Eric?
Eric's my the guardian.
No,
Eric the, and Erica?
Yes, that's why I just
clued in.
Eric does not perceive this goose to be a threat.
Well, if the goose is a threat to me,
okay, Diego,
then
we get it.
Eric attacks.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yes. So it's the goose. He doesn't attack the goose.
Is
In
it
fact,
goose
he doesn't
sized?
Even look at the goose. He is stoic.
Guys, I think the goose is a goose.
Is it big goose or small goose?
Heavy goose. Doesn't
heavy goose.
It's a fat goose.
It's dense goose.
I can't believe how long we've been talking about this. I pick up the goose.
Wait. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Emma got mad at me in real life.
that's a guy.
That's a guy. You can't just pick up a guy.
All right, so Griffin, just roll me. What would you roll to grab
animal
a goose?
Handling.
Animal handling is perfect.
Fuck. Just give me guidance, Chis.
Yeah, guys.
Do not give him guidance.
No, you don't get guidance.
Come on,
pick up my friend. In fact, Bane, bitch.
No!
No!
Misdirection.
That's a 14. Do I really roll Bane? I will.
No.
14.
Okay, I don't have it prepared.
All right. The goose kind of squats because it's startled. It squats for a minute, and then he flaps off, flying laboriously into the air. Obviously not used to flying.
Is it
and
native
leaves
to-
behind a golden egg.
Fuck, cool. Yeah, I knew it. Rockin'.
Can I pick it up? I want to pick it up.
All right. You pick up the egg, and it's surprisingly heavy.
You guys.
Excuse me. Traveler, you dropped your egg.
Look at this. It's a goose.
Thing, you guys. It's so heavy, you could, like, really beat somebody's head in. That's a baby.
No, it's a goose child.
Or it's solid gold, is the other thing. You guys never heard bedtime stories before?
Can I bonk on it with my my fist?
When you bonk on it,
honk on it,
it begins to glow and lift. And
what? Everybody run! It's a grenade! Run!
Does Eric attack the egg?
You feel it. No, Eric doesn't attack the egg. Yeah, quit.
Eric
is not your personal plot device.
If the egg is hostile to me, the rules of the spell say...
8 hours. 8 hours. Is the egg hostile or not? Answer.
No, it is not.
God, that's good.
Around Maeve, their forms. Maeve, what would be your favorite kind of home?
Home? I think... Maeve grew up in a very dismal, bleak, kind of monochrome castle. So I think in her heart of hearts, she really just wants like a nice little cottage with some like fancy scent petunias and just ivy, perhaps.
Like a badger's? Like a badger's place?
Like I really think Philia's home was like ideal goals for her.
All right.
That's so sweet.
A human-sized, a Dompier-sized cottage appears
and extends out in a 300-foot diameter, and beautiful flowers grow, and all of you, you can see blue sky and birds. You can smell something wonderful cooking in the kitchen. And all of these translucent badger women come out. And
begin to press. She wants revenge.
Clean your clothes. They help you sit in an easy chair, and they put your
feet up. An Adirondack chair?
An Adirondack chair with alternating colors, painted in different colors.
All we see is Maeve just bent over the egg, being like,
I didn't quite hear. I didn't quite hear.
Tripping balls.
Adirondack in a correct accent, though. I'd love to hear how Maeve says Adirondack.
Adirondack.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Yeah. No, all of you can see this.
What's happening?
I don't know, but this is so nice, you guys.
It's so nice.
And there is a large trestle table laid out under the sort of vineyard, in this vineyard area, and there's every delicious kind of food and various pots of designer blood. It's all very...
Designer blood?
A picnic! I've never had a picnic. I've only ever heard about them.
Oh, my God.
Where did this goose come from?
So much for keeping a low profile. How are we supposed to hide this?
All around you, you can see the forest is still there, but it seems like this area is almost its own little separate space that you could just step into.
I step out of it. What does it look like from the outside?
From the outside, it's invisible.
Mm.
Hello?
Can Ilex see us?
She cannot.
Can we see Ilex?
Yes.
Oh! Is this from fucking Vermees? Did Vermees send this? He's got a mansion that he brings out of a tent.
Yes.
Oh!
This is a cottage out of an egg, you guys.
I chased the goose. Is the goose still there?
The goose has flapped off indignantly.
I leave a little bit of tiramisu on the pathway.
Yes. That's going to be useful to us. A bucket of tiramisu is going to be more useful than I think we think.
An ever replenishing bucket of tiramisu. Yes.
I leave a little note to say, thank you, goose, on the pile of tiramisu. And I walk back into where I think the place is. Can I get back in?
You can.
Oh.
And there's a beautiful forest glen, a bower, perfect for any LC to wish to rest. In amongst soft leaves and soft sounds of
a
creek.
Oh.
Okay. I love this picnic. I love this cottage. I love the flowers. I am trepidatious just by my nature about anything that comes too easily and is really, really good. Do I get any weird vibes? Can I make some kind of check for vibes?
Yes, you can make a vibe check. That would be probably be a perception.
Okay,
vibe
good
check.
Job, Kevin. That's good.
Oh, actually, you know what? We'll make it an insight.
I'm throwing insight. A fit.
Well, that's a 9. So
it feels totally natural, 100% deserved, and completely safe.
I don't like that tone.
We're so fucking suspicious.
Yeah. Well, this is out of the fucking blue. I think we're a little bit fine to be.
Did the egg break, or did it just glow and spin and now there's a fucking cottage here?
It glowed and spun.
So it's changed for me. It seems to be like a forest glade. It's very lovely.
It hasn't actually changed, Alex. As you look around, you see that there's a space just for you.
Oh, that's so thoughtful. Thank you, Egg. I go and sit in the bower.
Everyone say thank you, Egg.
Thank you, Egg.
Wow. It feels like it could have been Vermees, right?
It does.
Like it does. That's kind of where.
Or maybe we just found a golden goose, guys.
It feel fey to me, Kevin? I'm fey touched, as it were. Is that a thing?
You could make a survival check or an
nature check?
Is there such a thing as a nature check?
Yeah. When was the last time you played Dind, Kev?
It's Dind. His first time. Unreadable dice. 17 for survival.
Unreadable dice.
It definitely has a magical glow to it. It doesn't feel fey in the sense that you mean.
I mean, as with most of these kind of off-path tangents, I guess I just wonder, are we spending time here or are we rescuing our friend in a jail cell who's flickering?
Yeah, this sounds great. I want to take a look at the beds before we go, but I think we should go.
The beds are everything that you've ever fantasized about beds, Chisk.
Oh, Christ.
In fact, what would the perfect Chisk bed be?
If it's too good, it is suspicious.
For me, it would be just like a beautiful bed of like soft moss.
Yeah.
On the ground.
On the ground? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's what this is.
We're not using any wood to make beds.
No, I guess that's... Oh, uncle. this looks like that. Remember when your parents went off and stayed at that 5-star resort? It was those kind of moss beds.
Yeah. All right, this is lovely. I want to stay here. Gideon, you have a face.
All right, I'll step into the fucking vestibule or whatever.
All right. Three of these little translucent servants try to help you off with your coat and your swords and things.
I keep it up. I'm actually good. You don't have to. I'm good here. Yeah, you don't have to. Thank you. Keeping myself armed. It's all good. Get your hands off me, your ghost hands.
Right. So they just have like white gloves on. It's just really all you can see clearly is the white gloves. And then there's actually, they would probably descend on you with like scissors and brushes to try.
No!
Oh my God.
like Wizard of Oz.
Dirty as shit.
Where they he comes like out being and murdered. He's all in curls. He's been put into curls.
they permed him.
It sucks.
I mean, I'm quite hurt, but I'm with you. I think we should keep going.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the time for
rest. We can take a little rest here if you need.
Well,
Alex.
I mean, we had some sense. We had some sense that our distance to John Swallow. Or will we get there within a day or 2 days?
Yeah, you don't know.
We don't really know how far
away
he's gone. Yeah, I think it's reasonable for us to take a rest for a minute,
and then dig down and see if we can get through.
I can dig.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's the best lead we have. We might as well try.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of food you wish you had right now?
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Right.
Hot dog.
There One. Is a...
Hot there dog.
Is a hot dog fountain.
Ew.
Pardon?
Oh, okay.
What does that mean?
That's the worst
They're just
choice.
Like flopping out of the fountain.
Yeah, it's just falling.
It's the innards of the hot dog out of
the fountain. Oh, no, this is the bad place.
The wet sound of processed meat.
Flopping onto the table.
Fuck this.
I don't want
being
that.
Put into a bun.
Oh, but look at how cute it is. They sort of bounce theatrically into the buns. Oh, it's a little choreographed.
Everyone go to sleep so we can leave sooner. Everyone go to sleep.
And the hot dog and bun stack themselves up on a nice tray. A silver
tray.
That's
really good. That's good. I take the tray. I bring the hot dogs around with a little bit of mustard.
Yes.
Do you want some maple syrup on this?
Sure, that sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, Chisk.
I've never had a hot dog.
Oh, gross, but good.
Yeah, it's the worst kind of meat, I bet.
If you guys are under some kind of like influence or mind control, you'd tell me, right?
This is Gideon, considered a short rest, Gideon.
We're just having a little
Gideon,
picnic.
It's called friendship. Jesus.
Hot dog and...
I'm going to lean my back up against the fence on the freaking path. And I'm not going to go inside, and I'm not going to go to the forest, and I'm not going to go to the fountain.
And I'm not going to have a hot dog.
I'm not going to have fun.
And I'm gonna sleep light, and I'm going to have my hand on my sword, and I'm going to freaking sleep for 8 hours.
This is what you meant before when you said that you never felt like anything was ever completed for you.
Yeah, I am seeking closure at the moment on a couple different things. That's fair. One of them is trust of surprise houses delivered by a fucking gander. Yeah.
Do you remember what I said to Philia? This place does have good things in it, and we should enjoy them and protect them.
This might not be. You didn't recognize the goose. I don't know if this is Rokar stuff.
Just because we didn't recognize the goose doesn't mean that it's not good.
Listen, guys, I have, like, pretty strong intuition. I'm, like, kind of like an empath, some might say. And I don't get any bad vibes from this place at all. It feels, like, really safe and good.
Can I make an insight check on Maeve on that statement?
Yikes.
What the fuck?
What did you text her, Kevin? What did you text her?
That was so...
on Maeve.
A little bit. I just want to see if I believe that she believes what she's saying.
She believes what she's saying.
I got a 10. It's fine.
No roll necessary. Yeah,
it's okay. You don't have to roll. You can tell that she believes what she's saying.
Well, everyone eat another hot dog.
Everybody roll insight on each other. And we'll play truth or dare.
I don't trust any of you.
I set to making a poultice to patch my, you know, sucking chest wound from... Philia, and have a short rest.
All right. Well, actually, there would be some servants there with bandages and things to help you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Clean yourselves up. There's actually baths if you want to take a bath. There's places to get your hair cut. There's barbers waiting, standing by.
What the hell? What is this?
Oh, you know what? Actually, I do have something for this magical place. My favorite home and my favorite bed is a study with a map in it that shows me where John Swallow is. That's my favorite bed and home. Can I see it?
The study will appear for you and a map, but I'm afraid the map doesn't list John Swallow on it.
Where does it? Well, hold on.
It shows the continent of Midgard.
Fuck it. I strike a match and I set fire to the study and I go back to the path outside the house.
All right. And as you go back to the path, you could see a bunch of, they've all got the white gloves, but they also now have fire hats on and buckets of water.
Oh my God. That's so cute.
All right. Damn it. I hope none of them die.
Holy.
In the house fire. Anyway, I'm sleeping on the fence.
Yeah. I definitely get a trim and I take a short rest.
This
a
is pruning. Insane.
We're taking a short rest.
I get my hair washed and my space buns re-tightened.
That's right.
I don't need a short rest, so no, I'm just
it's a good thing
out.
You guys are all having baths so that you're nice and clean when these freaking ghost hands slit your throat in the middle of the night.
Yeah, just sorry, I don't look like a dark squirrel, Gideon. I want to feel fresh and clean.
Let's go to sleep.
Just because when you attack, it doesn't consume any of your spells doesn't mean that we don't get a rest.
I can bring Erica out, but once a day.
Same with Eric.
Let's go to sleep. Let's go
Wait,
to sleep.
Who's Eric?
He's
all right,
he's
everybody.
Gideon's boyfriend.
We have to get some rest. What?
Let's go to sleep.
What?
We're going to sleep.
I thought I saw something funny.
Yeah, I saw it. I
turned
to
face
it.
The fence. I'm asleep.
I'm going to walk over to Gideon and just sit quietly with him.
I'm asleep.
I also go by and bring a hot dog and leave it out there.
Everyone stop going. You have your perfect beds, right? Go to your perfect beds. I'm here at the fence.
Alex, I'm afraid when you walk out with the hot dog, it dissipates.
Oh, no. I am just within the boundaries.
Oh, okay. So, yes, you can bring him a hot dog. And then behind you are these couple of servants with, like, napkins and sauerkraut.
Mustard.
And mustard.
Oh, sauerkraut. What a good idea. Thank you for that thought. That's very good.
I'm just like...
You know, Gideon... It's okay.
It's okay to sleep. I agree. Let's all do it.
It's okay to have like feelings.
I feel like I need to sleep. How do you feel?
Okay. If you ever want to talk about anything, I'm your friend.
Hard to talk when I'm sleeping, isn't it?
Like, think so or treat me like one most of the time, but
you could treat me by letting me sleep.
Okay. I do not move.
Are we doing a short rest or a long rest?
Yeah, we're resting.
When is this over?
Please let it end.
Well, you guys tell me.
I think just a short rest. Yeah.
Okay.
My bush is trimmed.
Excuse you.
How long were you waiting to make that joke?
I literally just thought of it, and I said it before I could really think of the consequences.
First bush, God. Best
That's
bush.
That's the log line
yes.
of this fucking podcast.
My bush is trimmed.
The yes. whites are beheaded.
The whites.
I said it before whites. I could think of the consequences.
Okay, I'm going to pack up the egg, everyone.
How does it pack up?
I don't know. We're going to figure it out. Mm. I pack up the egg.
As soon as all of you have left the building, it shrinks down to be an egg again.
Oh my God.
You're kidding me.
I pick it up and I put it in my robes.
There you go.
Guys, we have an egg house. That's so crazy.
Pretty awesome. It might come in handy when we're in the Shadow Realm.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I start digging. I'm digging.
So efficient.
I also think it's a smart idea to come up with a word in case any of us get taken by mind control.
Like a special secret code.
Mm-hmm.
What should it be?
Gideon, what word should we choose?
why am I deciding?
I don't know. You just don't have part of a team.
All right. The word is going to be...
Laboo-boo.
Laboo-boo.
I'm sorry. It's, please don't make it laboo-boo. Just, I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right. I was kidding. It's going to be gubernatorial.
Gubernatorial?
That's right.
Gubernatorial?
Gubernatorial.
What does that mean?
Well, there's a buddy of mine back in the Gosta Cliffs.
Okay.
But that's how you know.
Gubernatorial.
Write it down.
Gubernatorial.
Did you call him Gooby for short?
Call him Gooby. He hated that. Gubernatorial. That's the name.
All right.
Roommates.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Why not?
Well, we didn't hang out much after I called.
Run for president. Run for head of the party.
It doesn't matter what happened. Once I called him Gooby too many times and he left my life, but I'll never forget his name.
Oh.
Wow.
That's the word.
Sounds like a good story. Maybe we can hear it.
Maybe. Keep digging.
Okay. Yeah, we dig. We dig. We're all digging.
I cast Mold Earth to expedite this process.
So we were in Young Sailors together. It was a little bit of a Boy Scout camp, and I tell the whole story of me and Gubernatorial.
Long lost friend.
Wow. And he just left your life just like that.
Yeah, he's sensitive. He's a sensitive young sailor.
Well,
you're a sensitive young sailor, too.
How fucking dare you?
I'm sorry.
I keep digging.
So, how long do you guys want to dig for?
Until we notice anything.
Oh, man. That means nothing's going to be here.
Yeah, seriously.
How long are you going to drag the audience through this pointless shit?
Do we get a sense that there's anything, magical?
Sorry. You know what? The real magic is the friends you make along the way.
Well, we did learn.
The real magic is the golden goose.
Yeah, lost
the real magic is the golden egg that you guys make fun of, for God's sake. You do not get a sense that digging to the Shadow Realm is going to work.
Oh, my God. We've been digging forever. I'm just casting Mold Earth over and over.
5 feet of dirt.
Yeah. But actually, after you get about 50 feet down, it starts to sort of collapse because it's just not structurally sound. So it's
damn.
We're going to have to fill this pit back in because we can't leave a big hazard like this in the middle
man.
Of the road.
Another 4 hours of refilling the hole. Gooby's parents and my parents were friends, and that's kind of how we met.
Wow. Gideon, do you ever wonder where he is now?
Every day of my damn life.
Really? We should look him up.
Yeah.
I mean, I could... If you give me a description, I could use...
It's been so long. He was like a red panda.
Gooby, the red panda.
He was a little rotund. Not like me. I'm quite in shape, but he was a bit bigger.
How did he sound?
I can't remember all these times. I'm sure his voice has changed. We were prepubescent. Anyway.
Can I roll insight on Gideon? Is this the whole story a fucking lie?
You don't have to roll. It is, yeah.
Hey!
What?
Hey, you don't get to decide.
I'm crafting a fucking world. I'm the mastermind of my own arcane destiny in this game. That's how
my
you pitch
mind
the game.
Palace, you guys.
Oh, my freaking infinite mind play place.
So was Let's, it?
What are we doing now?
Okay,
what are we doing now?
I am going to start walking along the ley line.
Fuck this. I hate it here.
There is the trail of knocked down trees and dug up bushes and things from when John Swallow.
Do we have any way to
here.
Go faster then? We just walk.
That's a good question. There is probably many ways you could go faster if you choose to.
That's so helpful. Thank you so much,
could
Kevin.
Yep. Give my rogue guardians call to any forest critters?
Oh, no, I can't. I mean,
no, me neither.
Like what? Like a goose?
No, like a deer or a wolf or a freaking bear or something that goes fast, a cheetah.
A cheetah?
They're
native
to forests.
To the Redgo Forest.
Oh.
No. He's heard about a cheetah on his cruise. Now that's one of his things, is to find a cheetah.
Yeah. Gooby yeah,
that's great. Not here.
Gooby was a cheetah at Cod's.
Okay, fuck this. I'll keep walking.
I said, yeah, Gideon, Maeve is already walking.
Gideon says out loud in a forest path, we need some narrative propulsion stat. And I just fucking walk.
Okay. I walk.
Yeah. I guess if there's nothing else we can do, we just walk. It's not going to catch up to John Swallow.
Yeah.
All right, Maeve, I'll just get you to roll me a 12-sider, please.
Why me?
He has to be stationed. If he's keeping a person in his jail cell, he can't be moving all the time. He's got to have a home base.
Four.
All right. So you guys spend most of the rest of this morning, actually probably mid-afternoon, walking. The shadows are getting long in the forest. You see up ahead a large pink shell.
Like a clam shell?
No, it looks like a snail shell. Ooh. But it's large. It's about 25 feet tall.
What the fuck Whoa. Is happening in this forest?
What happened to your sense of whimsy, Gideon?
Our friend is missing, and I don't feel like we have a clear path to it right now.
Oh,
I'm kind of freaking out.
It's valid.
Me too, honestly. I don't like so that we don't know where to go.
Is the shell blocking the path?
Like a fucking Snorlax?
No, you'd have to go around the shell, but it's not blocking the path, though. It is large, but the path is almost a roadway.
I go around the shell. Like, that's fucking weird. All right.
Do you have any go-karts? Right. Knock, knock, knock in the shell. Do you have a go-kart or an e-bike in there? Hello?
A bird scooter, perhaps?
All right, and this massive snail head pushes out of the shell and comes and looking at you, and it's got those long stalks with an eye on the end of both stalks, and they sort of bend around their shell, and you hear somebody kind of squawk.
The snail is squawking?
The snail isn't squawking, but someone from inside the snail is squawking.
Ugh, what the fuck?
I bow deeply. Hello, traveler.
And four gnomes of various sizes and sexes squish themselves up from underneath the snail shell.
Oh,
so the snail's sitting there looking at you, and these four gnomes pop up. And they're all dressed very, very ornately. They all have a sort of a gold lame, flashy gold outfits on, and thunderbolts on small crowns and on their ankles.
Do I recognize that livery?
You could roll me a religion check.
Religion?
Yes.
Interesting. It's not going to work if she doesn't have expertise.
I don't.
Yeah, if you had picked a different guy.
I was gunning for history, believe me. I didn't think it was going to be religion. it's just a 7.
Yeah, you don't know. But Chisk, you do recognize these people.
Why, Kevin?
Because we need to drive the plot forward, and a 7 isn't going to do it. So you do recognize it because of your expertise in religion.
Yes.
These gnomes are clerics of Rava, the goddess of travel. They look over at you. Hi.
Oh, good.
The
episodes have been moving at a great pace so far, so I'm glad we've introduced these characters. No, that's good. We've been on this path for 3 or 4 episodes, but let's introduce
Gideon,
some slow talking
shut up. I can't understand
fuckers.
Them.
I can't
hear them. Don't
Christ
interrupt.
Christ in heaven above us.
How are you?
I'm getting a drink.
Do it.
Oh, Ilex, the clerics of Rava.
Oh, do they like tiramisu?
I don't know.
They notice the tiramisu, and all four of them look at each other with growing delight on their faces.
You've noticed my beautiful tiramisu. Please allow me to serve you. Forgive me for my brevity. I don't know. Is it appropriate to speak at this pace when interacting?
Yes. Yes, we do like tiramisu.
Yes. And am I being rude by speaking so quickly?
Hello, Islet?
Oh, you know me?
No, you're here, said Ilex.
Oh, it was me. I said, Ilex, you're so considerate. I didn't think that they would make that connection.
They're very quick.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Are they? I think that's the wrong word.
You have lightning bolts on your shoes and other attire. Can you? This makes me feel like you can maybe get places. Can you?
Yes, we do have lightning bolts.
On your shoes and attire. Yes, okay, the next part.
I'm going to quit the podcast.
Yeah.
You're doing great, Griffin. Stick with us.
Yes. We are travelers.
Holy crap.
It's crazy. I think Kevin's Riverside cut out there. It sounded like he said that word so too weird. Long. That's so nuts. Hey, guys, can we go fast? Can you make us go faster? Can you please make us go faster?
We are also travelers, I say, as I hand them their little plates of tiramisu.
Yeah.
We are pursuing this path of destruction, as you see laid out here. Is there any way you could help us traverse?
Yes. We can.
Do you have a friend we can talk to or like a manager?
Griffin's on the brink of a nervous breakdown. I'm sorry.
So Griffin, go get another drink.
You have my deep apologies.
They, what is that spell that allows you to travel extra?
Longstrider? Longstrider is the one that gives you fast movement, yeah.
They can cast that on you. They'll explain over the next 10 minutes that they can cast.
Before Griffin kills.
10 minutes.
My God.
The sun starts to go down.
Yeah.
The sun's going down on old Gideon, I'll tell you that.
Yes. Longstrider.
He's so dramatic. Okay. Great. I subject myself to the spell. I would love that.
All right.
What is an appropriate offering to make to Rava to thank you for this kind blessing?
They will again very slowly and laboriously explain that the act of travel itself is a type of worship for Rava.
Oh.
Well, then, it would be our pleasure to make haste down this road.
All right. It actually is. It's about time. You guys have been traveling for about 8 hours, or at least active for 8 hours, so it is actually probably time to wrap it up for the evening. You can decide if you want to move off the road itself or just camp on the road.
I mean, we can use this spell though, right? Like is it a constant or is it like the actual spell where it's just an hour?
Oh, it would be, you know what it is? It's a potion of long striding. You can use it in the morning when you're fresh.
How lovely. How thoughtful.
That's nice.
Is
That's
it
nice
full of snail mucin?
Snail nuisance. Snail nuisance is
no mucin.
The next mucin. Character you're going to meet.
Yeah, I find all four of these people a fucking snail nuisance.
Again, this is an off-mic bit, but Korean skincare, snail, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look it up.
We did Labubus, we did Korean skincare, we've hit all the off-mic bits for the evening. It's 3 a.m.
Do they move off? Do they stay on the road? Where do they go?
They are going to continue travel for the night. They thank you for the conversation and the tiramisu, and they are going to continue down the road.
So quickly.
Pretty speedy, are they?
Are they headed back the way we've just come from?
No, they're headed in the same direction.
Oh, so we'll overtake them in the morning.
I'm afraid they can't wait for you. They can sleep in Weston.
In the snail. Westin the Snail.
Westin the Snail.
Oh, I thought you liked the Westin hotel chains.
They can only sleep in Westin.
Wow, Jess, right. You really are an expert in religion. That was incredible.
I've been saying.
Well, I know, but it's really come to bear today.
To be known is to be loved. My success is in getting to know as many things of the world as possible, religion being one of them.
Yes.
And now I strive to get to know all of you as deeply as I can.
To gain expertise in friendship.
Expertise in Ilex, Maeve, and Gideon.
Wow.
The kiss partners.
I've never asked you all, why do you call yourselves the Chisk? I've never asked you.
Chisk partners sounds pretty good, though.
Why do you call yourselves the kiss partners?
Do you mean why do we call ourselves, all four of us, the kiss partners?
Yes, I'm an adopted kiss partner, I understand. But
you are.
Where did the name come from?
You know, I don't even really recall.
It definitely stemmed from Chisk partner. And then I feel like we called Chisk's bow Chisk's kiss partner.
My first kiss, my only kiss.
Yes. You guys were talking about whether you were lovers and you got
embarrassed,
and you said no. It was more like
kiss partners.
Yeah.
And then we've sort of started using that as to name ourselves. I like it.
I hear you're very interested in kissing. Are we sleeping here? Shall we have a little campfire?
I assumed from the way the conversation turned that you guys had set up your campfire for the night.
Oh, should we sleep in the egg?
I was going to say we could crack the egg. I don't know if it has, uses or...
I'm afraid the egg is not ready to be opened up again.
Oh, I tap on the egg, nothing happens.
Oh, interesting.
Damn it, it's dead. We got to change the batteries or something. Hey, speaking of kisses.
Okay. I wonder what's happening.
Gideon.
Yeah, speaking of.
Just putting it out there if maybe anyone has kissed anyone lately or
I'll
thought
go first.
About it.
Yeah, who was the last person you kissed, Chisk?
Isabella.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's pretty good. I wonder where she is now.
That's a good question.
She's all right.
Savoyne, isn't she?
She was headed there, but she may not be there.
That's right.
That was over a week ago. So who knows where she is now?
That was 3 days ago. Wow.
The last person I kissed was a guy, sort of.
Yeah, we know. We know about this.
We know.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
It was the only time that's happened. Oh my god, we are all so inexperienced.
Hey,
I'm not
that well. No, yeah.
Oh no, well, Alex
is very experienced.
Yeah, very experienced.
Not all of us, you know. Not all of us.
Gideon, who's the last person you kissed?
Pirate babe in a storm.
Oh, describe her.
It was crazy. Clouds are crazy. The clouds were absolutely everywhere, and there was so much kissing happening. Everyone was having a good time.
And strong?
And we both know what to do, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, wow. And so what
and
was
I,
her
And then
name?
I kissed the ghost. But before that, it was like the pirate babe in a storm.
You did kiss the ghost. Why? I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, what?
Pirate babe in a storm is what I want to talk about right now.
Yes, and we will after we talk about you kissing that ghost.
Yeah.
Kissed Eric.
Yeah. Is there? Yeah, it seemed like a strong man.
Thank you. I have been trying to get you to talk about this for a whole day. It's been agonizing.
Just look like a strong man sort of could use a kiss. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's just like a spur
Unless
of the moment.
It does.
So, do you like him or what?
He left. He's not around anymore. So
we left
didn't really
him,
get time to figure
I
it out.
So. I mean, I can summon him. You can get to know him if you'd like.
I considered the goose hostile, and Eric didn't swipe at the goose. So it's kind of like where are his priorities at?
Oh, is it complicated now?
It's complicated now because he didn't have my back there.
And if he'll only come when he's summoned, how into it is he really?
And the pirate babe in the storm isn't real either. So it's kind of like, who do I kiss?
Gideon! Oh no!
No one kind of wants.
No one wants to assist. No one wants to kiss the assistant cabin boy / events manager. So
that's not true.
I wasn't really the prime suspect for most
Let
of the
me tell
cabin
you,
smooches
Gideon.
That's happened. That's what we called it on the ship.
Once upon a time, when I was with my first husband, we had this great party. And he and I played this little game together where we were just sort of to go out and watch one another, you know, try and sort of flirt with other people. And I laid eyes on this very fine events manager. And I made my husband incredibly jealous with what he and I got up to.
It is a pretty sexy feature, you know, to be able to manage events.
Totally. Mm. I agree. An events manager, one of the hottest things I can think of. Me, however, I was the assistant defense manager, so there was always someone kind of before me in the kissing line.
But did you carry a clipboard?
Not so much.
Did you have a package, an events package?
Well, no.
Beg your pardon.
There was a pitch deck
my boss had. With rates and tears.
Not so much a clipboard, but just a board because it kind of fell off the ship and I used it to look important.
Ooh, rugged. Very rugged and handsome.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Did you have a little tie?
Huh?
Eric is the one. Okay.
I'm just saying, if you want to tell the ghost sword that I had a rugged clipboard, that would be good for my self-esteem.
I will, for sure. Is it just the rugged ghost swordsman, or who
it's
else is your type?
So long, how many pirate babes and storms I kissed. The numbers, I'm not good at math. You know what I mean?
Want to do an inside check on Gideon?
All right.
It's crazy. I'm rolling. I'm going to cast guidance on myself.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to cast guidance on myself.
Yep. I would need to know the truth. That is 11 plus 8 is 19.
I'm afraid I rolled a natural 19, so I rolled a 27 for deception.
Fucker.
I'd like to see any of you beat that shit.
So we don't need to.
Is he telling the truth or is he lying?
He's a good liar. Well, Gideon, yeah. I mean, I can't wait to meet some of your friends from your past.
Well,
was there anybody special on the Giant Autumn?
Yeah. With my mom's missing and then me being kind of shoved into a role on a ship where I wasn't respected and didn't have a lot of friends. Mentally, I was in a pretty good space to be like emotionally open. So I had a lot of intimate interactions with people. It was fine, fun, good.
You know what we should do? Massage train.
We don't have
massage circle.
We actually had one
of those on the
ship, and they were like,
"It's already happening, Gideon. It's already happening."
Massages are so intimate. Sometimes,
spin around.
When you release tension, my drama teacher on the ship said this once, where they were like, "If you get a massage, sometimes it releases emotions." And so
I'm massaging Gideon.
I never got one because I was scared I would get made fun of, and someone would take my board away on the ship.
Keep not going. I lean
board.
Into it.
Not the board.
Yeah, it's great.
Keep going.
So,
keep going. Yeah.
Gideon, have you ever been in love?
Well, there was a big ghost sword guy that felt like he could protect me from things that I didn't really know about. Any kind of dangers in the world, anyone that could have hurt me, the ghost sword guy was going to be there for it, no matter what.
Yes.
Kind of slicing without menace or discerning just across the hostile creature. So there was something attractive about that. But it is a ghost sword, so there isn't much room for upward mobility vis-a-vis relationships.
Wow. Gideon's crying.
Are we still doing a podcast or is this
this is just
into like
it's one and the same
okay. When it was an intervention, this is what it was.
Gideon,
I didn't kiss anybody. I've heard about it and I've read about it, and my crew members had good stories, and it sounds like it's good and people do it a lot. I was scared to trust anybody. My parents got kidnapped
party,
and then I don't want to kiss a grubby pirate.
No.
I respect him, but I'm not attracted to him. You know what I mean?
Could be a thing.
So.
Who would you really like to kiss, Gideon? I mean, not Eric, who, of course, is big and strong. But is there anybody you've ever met who you'd like to kiss?
There was this big, strong. Well, yeah, she's probably dead now, too, actually. That's too bad. There was this big, strong barbarian bear folk we met in Mavros called a honeysuckle that gave me a kiss on the cheek. And then I was kind of invigorated by that. But given the events of the last couple weeks, I bet you she's dead or a death knight. So not a lot of upwards mobility there vis-a-vis your relationship.
Well, I mean, Gideon, if it makes you feel any better, it doesn't. I mean, truthfully, my kiss with Isabella wasn't exactly the most romantic thing. It just...
What do you mean?
I was a frog.
It in great detail.
Now it's your turn.
I was a frog. There was a lot of tongue.
What?
Me being a frog and everything.
Oh, your tongue. That makes sense.
You're telling me Isabella didn't tongue a frog?
Yeah, I guess she did. Like, she didn't, but the tongue was there. Yeah. Am I making sense?
Total sense. 100%.
Great. Good.
We just have to change rating on the podcast.
we done been explicit from day one.
Tongue of frog.
All right.
I'm in the same boat. No pun intended. I feel like I have my first kiss hasn't. It's not real.
I feel kind of similarly. Like
I think your kiss. You kissed a god. So
yeah, that's pretty real.
Yeah, but like he was kind of like deceiving me the whole time. So it doesn't really feel authentic. You know, it's not like the stuff that I would read about in stories.
Oh my!
Poor Alex is like. Wait a minute.
Fucking virgins.
I just realized.
I'm surrounded by virgins.
These guys are the kiss partners, the one that have never fucking kissed anyone.
Am I in legal trouble right now?
We're fucking overcompensating. That's why it's our nickname. Oh, man.
My friends, I see nothing but incredible potential in each one of you. I think each one of you, anybody would be lucky to kiss you. It's just that you're so busy saving the world and all of that stuff.
There was people who wanted to kiss me. There was this little tiny rat. Gideon's four beers in. There was kind of this little tiny rat woman who really wanted to kiss me, and I didn't want to do that. It was just kind of not my steez.
100%. If you don't want to kiss them, but I mean it in a real and authentic way. I can think of... people would be so lucky to get to know each and every one of you. And it's not that it has to be... special or magical every freaking time. Sometimes you can just kiss and it's all right.
Doesn't mean anything.
Well, it can be fun. Should we play spin the bottle?
I am gonna go to bed.
I'm gonna stand up.
Ethically, Maeve should go to bed.
I'm gonna chop down a tree. I'm going to chop the tree into four planks. I'm going to stand all the planks up beside each other, and I'm going to sleep next to the fence.
Fair enough. Maybe another night. Good night, everybody.
Fucking slow-ass gnomes, fucking goose. This place sucks.
Good night, everyone. So, I love you all.
For each of you, as you drift off to sleep at night, you all have... relatively awkward dreams, and the night settles.
I think I want to think about. I would see my moms kiss each other, and that's the kind of kiss I want.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I want the kind of kiss your moms had too.
Shush! I'm asleep. I didn't say that. Oh.
Yeah. Excellent.
I think about the last person I kissed was my ex-husband, and
damn. Oh.
I get a little bit scared.
I'm sorry, that's not barf.
Well, hold on. We didn't actually check in about Alex. I know we're running out of recording time, but I still want to know if there's anyone you want to kiss.
Gideon shoots bolt upright.
Hold on. We actually forgot to check in. I said a lot of my shit.
And not too much. You were great. Yeah. You know, that's an interesting question. I think at this point in my life, I'm ready to kiss myself.
Oh.
You know?
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
That is fair.
I'm going to write that in my journal. I'll stay up and take a watch if you want to catch some sleep, everybody.
So you don't want to kiss anybody for fun?
Not right now.
Even though it doesn't mean anything?
Yeah.
I don't think I do. No. Hmm? I think I'm good. Just with it being me for right now. Yeah, that's cool.
Change.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. I love you all.
Gotta rebuild the fence. It's gotta rebuild the fence.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I love you too, fucking. I love you too, Fit. I love Phil.
I love you, Chase.
Love you too.
Oh, thank God. Oh, God. Thank God.
Build a fence. I love you too. Whatever. Build a fence. God, protect the home front.
Oh, fuck. That was funny.
Defend the home front. Creatures everywhere.
Wrap it up,
that's
Kev.
It. That's all of our bits now.
The camp quiets down to the sounds of the night forest as we leave our intrepid kiss partners a little wiser, a little older, and a little farther along this adventure.
Just barely.
Barely closer to John Swallow.
Just barely farther along.
Long strider coffee in the morning.
Just about 100 feet away from the hangman tree.
Fucking Deus Ex Long Strider. Because we couldn't think of anything else. Thank you very much to Copal Press for all the lovely Midgard material, to Maps and Melodies for all the sweet jams that I'm going to have to turn down the volume on underneath these damn gnomes. And to Morgan Ermter for the graphic design work done for the Die As Cast podcast. Who's got stuff to kiss / plug, Diego?
I got a movie coming out on Netflix. It might be out already by this time. September 12th, The Wrong Paris. Check it out on Netflix. I also would like to plug a new app by Hank Green called Focus Friend, where you have a little guy who you can, like, he wants to knit. They want to knit. It's like a little guy. It can be like a little bean. It can be a cat. It can be a little puppy. They want to knit. But the thing is, you got to tell, you give it, you allow, God.
You love
sounds
his
like focus you need friend. Your focus friend.
Yeah, I need focus. A focus friend.
He's a little bean.
He's a little bean. He wants to knit. And when you allow it to knit, you can't use your phone. If you do use your phone, they you put down knit. Their knitting needles and they're sad.
It guilts you?
Well, no. It just wants to, and it gets sad. So
gamifying focus? This is
correct.
Great. This is so gamifying 2025.
Being in the real world?
It's on the Google Play Store. It's on the App Store as well. And Hank Green is fucking awesome in general. He's a good human, and it's free. Go use it.
How do you win? Said Griffin, not
how
Emma.
Do you win the
I was
game?
Just echoing.
How do you win the game?
You win because... your life is better in all aspects.
Does he ever finish his knitting project?
If you let him, maybe.
Well, Hank Green will be on the
bigger
Instagram.
And bigger things.
In 40 episodes, Hank Green will be on the podcast.
That's the point. Yeah, so he knits little hats, and then you can trade the hats for like little furniture for the bean's house.
You can give him a fun environment.
Yes, you can give him a cool environment. It's a
the bean's house, Emma.
I am simply awestruck with the idea of a bean house, and I have nothing to plug. I'm actively looking this app up right now.
It's great.
Sit your bean head ass.
Oh, sorry. Do you
sorry,
want
sorry, no, sorry, Kev. Get his bean house going. Maddie.
In the spirit of the bean house, I got nothing to plug either. Go outside.
Touch beans.
Touch beans. Well.
Bean head ass down. Kevin.
I mean, yeah, go for it.
If you want.
Consensually, great.
I want to extend my thanks to Mark Rattle, who is the author of the original adventure we are playing. It's being, of course, twisted and tortured, but the
Mark,
original idea,
Mark,
the inspiration
did you think of the
comes from Mark Rattle.
Slow talking gnomes, Mark. Mark,
if that's the
we
case,
beef,
we got words.
Mark, if you did think of that,
stroke of genius.
Slow talking gnome. Slow talking gnome is my new beer. I'm going to new gin. New gin, slow talking gnome.
That's actually sick. I'd drink
that's
that
actually outside. Awesome, and yeah, you should that do that right
plug,
now.
Plug the Die Is Cast, though, stuff, Kevin, like you usually do.
All right. And yes, you can find us on the Facebook at the Die As Cast or dieascast.com on the web.
If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns or locations and times to fight me, Mark, you can email me at griffin@diascast.com. Canadians, get on frickin' Check Plus. Watch Abracadabra seasons 1 and 2. If you're in United States or Spain or Latin America or the Middle East or Africa, you can also watch it. I assume on something like an Amazon Prime or a Tubi. I don't know. Someone did do a Spanish dub of the series, and that's sick.
That's dope. I think that's why it. Didn't you call me to do the Spanish dub of all the characters?
Oh, I wasn't in charge of it. I think it's very AI'd. And if it's not, I'm sorry to the actors. Anyway, we'll see you all soon. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.